Well, my father was a first generation record collector. All right? So I was raised with all kinds of different music. I mean, I was raised with, you know, blues, jazz, and country music, or what how my father referred to it was hillbilly music. And that was, you know, stuff, pre-war stuff is what I grew up with. And then, you know, later on, you know, some of the later jazz stuff, you know, from 40s and 50s and stuff. And my mother was more into, you know, Mills Brothers, Ink Spots, and you know, Frank Sinatra and stuff like that. So I kind of had, from the day I was born, I had that stuff around me. So I was kind of grew up with that before rock and roll or any of that, you know. And when Larry came over, he was real interested in what my father was, had all these records and stuff, and he kind of got involved in that, you know. And of course, you know, we like, you know, the Beatles were big, you know, and the whole bit, you know. And so, you know, we were Beatle fans, you know, when we were in third grade or fourth grade and stuff, and you know, and there lots of people along the way, but yeah, Zappa was a big influence. That was especially for Larry. That was one of his main things. And you know, people like Dylan, Van Morrison, and the early stuff, and Steely Dan when they came around, and a bunch of folks. So, but we were more into, I think, really more of the songwriting stuff, because we, you know, we were doing that. I mean, we collaborated, Larry and myself, we collaborated on a whole bunch of songs. And, you know, I don't mean just, you know, 20, probably more like, you know, 100, you know, that we worked on together, and whatever we did individually. So we kind of had it crafted, you know, we kind of had the songwriting thing to where we thought, you know, it was getting better as we were going along, right? And, of course, you know, the ability to be around other musicians, and when you get out and you start playing this music, you know, you learn as you go, and you run into different musicians, and you know, influenced by a lot of people, you know. So, and you know, at the time when we were coming out, I mean, there were a lot of bands who were coming out, you know, back then was, you know, the Police were playing. There was a place called Motor City Showcase. The Ramones played there. We played there. I think the Police played, I'm not sure. I think the Police played the Motor City Showcase too. I'm not 100% sure on that, but because that was an early gig that we did. So, I mean, there was a lot of that around too, you know, that was, you know, kicking, and that was more 70, you know, 77, 78 when that was starting to happen. And you get on gigs, you know, we got on gigs with a lot of people. Then, you know, the other thing was that the Romantics started making it. So they kind of brought some more interest into the city, and we did a lot of dual gigs with the Romantics, and God, I'm tired of hearing sorry, Wally. I'm tired of hearing what I like about you, okay? Sorry, buddy. heard it too many times from back in the day. So, but and the other thing, Larry was very interested. I mean, we listened to people like Django Reinhardt, and we were listening to Ornette Coleman, and we were listening to all kinds of stuff, you know, and we were listening to, you know, Bela Bartok, and we were listening to, Edgar Varese. We were listening to all kinds of stuff, you know. We went and talked to, what's his name? Cage. I can't remember his name. John Cage, yeah. We went and met John Cage, and we talked to him for a while. We went and met Dizzy Gillespie. He was recording, he was rehearsing the Oakland University Band, and Joe, who was in the band way back then, was going to school there, so we got to sit in on a rehearsal, right? So we went up and saw him and met him, and afterwards we talked to him, and we come up to him and start talking to him about Charlie Christian and some songs he played with him. He goes, where the hell did you guys find this stuff. He said, I don't even remember them songs. I said, but you remember playing with Charlie Christian, right? He goes, yeah, but I don't remember them songs. So it was, got to talk to him for a little bit. But, and then the only other thing is that, I kind of got into it earlier because my father was also a guitar player, okay? So, and he was one of the first persons I ever seen, before Bob Dylan, because when I was a kid growing up, he used to play with harmonica and guitar. He had the harmonica harness. And he kind of, he kind of taught me because he more listened to Jimmy Rogers and the Carter family and stuff. And that's more stuff that I was listening to when I was growing up because that's what he was into. So I was learning how to play guitar, like when I was 9 and stuff. And I ended up, me and another kid before, this is way before the Ivories, obviously, I was about 9 years old. And matter of fact, I just ran across this because my mother clipped it out, was a picture from the Macomb Daily from 1964, where they had a big show, a really big show at all the participants of the Warren Recreation Centers that they had in the summer. They had little mini contests for anybody, and me and this other person, his name is Michael Groovy, we did a duet with piano accompaniment, doing Please Please Me by the Beatles. And we got a big show, and everybody got to be on it in 1964. So that's how far I go back with going on with this stuff. So I kind of had it a little bit going from when I was pretty much born. Larry, because he was coming over and he was seeing this, he got interested in it. And damn, did he get interested in it. Ask anybody about Larry's affinity for record collecting, and they'll let you know.